833-2782. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, the third hour. Last half hour of today's show on this Tuesday, October 31st, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Tellini Farms. You just heard the commercial. Text me the word beef, and I'll text you back a clickable, dialable link to the farm. 989-733-2782. Cliff is running his fall-winter stock-up sale. The beef is ready for delivery right now. If you call him today, you can get your beef tomorrow. Quarters weigh between 125 and 150 pounds at $4 a pound. That is going to be $500 to $600. But here's what you're going to get. Standard cut steaks, 3/4 inch thick, roughly 8 to 9 ribeyes, 3 porterhouse, 4 to 5 T-bones, 3 to 4 sirloins, 3 to 4 round steaks, 2 to 3 roasts, and 58 to 60 pounds of ground beef in 1 pound packages. It's all been processed, vacuum sealed, frozen like a brick. Clifton goes down to Ebel's and the other processor, picks them up in a refrigerated trailer, brings them back, puts them in the freezers at the farm. They are ready for delivery right now. We have sampled his beef, and it is great tasting. Montana Ancestry Black Angus beef. Folks, don't even look at the stores anymore. Get a quarter. It'll last a small family or a couple more than a year. You don't even have to look at beef when you go to the store. It is so nice just to go in and buy vegetables, eggs, coffee cream, whatever, and don't even have to go by the meat counter. So text me the word beef and I'll text you back. 989-733-2782. All you got to do is click on it and it'll dial it for you. Going to get to a couple of text messages backing the bus up on a couple of points. Downstate Kim said hate speech is not a legal term in the United States. The United States Supreme Court has ruled Mattel versus Tam back in 2017. The justices unanimously reaffirmed that there is effectively no such thing as hate speech. These bills are just another example of lawfare. The Dems pass a bill which they know is unconstitutional, but then must be fought in the courts by somebody draining time and their money from the opposition. Also researching for us, Michigan State Capitol Building was dedicated to the citizens of the state of Michigan in 1879. It took 6 years to build. Thank you, Kim. Appreciate that research. Because you have to understand that what they're doing is all in the name of quote unquote security. Well, whose security? Brett Gooding says, you know, I'm a little intimidated by this. They get to carry guns, but we can't. Exactly. You see, that's why it's a God-given right. The right to defend yourself. The right to protect yourself. Everybody has this right. It's only because of these man-made laws that they have inflicted on us, that we have sat back and tolerated over the years, that infringes on those rights. Well, you get to the point where you say, enough is enough. Sorry. I'm not going to do it anymore. Not going to participate I'm not going to do it. That's what they're pushing us toward. You have to understand, folks, this is exactly their agenda to push and to push and to push until there's kickback. The people fight back. So now we're fighting back, and now all of a sudden they're concerned that we're going to have all these insurrection-type rallies at the Capitol next year in a 2024 election year. Your fears are not warranted. Nobody's going to do an insurrection at the state Capitol. We've already seen what the government, Big Brother, does to people based on January 6th of 2021. Ryan Kelly is going to go to a federal prison because of what he did. I can't even believe that he pleaded guilty to the misdemeanor charges to begin with. Did he honestly think he was going to get fair sentencing from a liberal judge in Washington, D.C.? Unbelievable. Well, I'm going to finish up this story real quick. We've got another one I want to get into today's show. Regarding this criminal intelligence analyst position, which is going to cost taxpayer money, and this AI Zero Eyes program that they're going to do, the grounds outside the Capitol building will still be exempt from the weapons prohibition due to the size of the area. However, Blackshaw said the technology could alter the security of a potential security threat if people with firearms attempt to enter the Capitol. The system would then alert the Zero Eyes staff person who would verify it's a weapon and not a false positive, and then send an alarm to the Capitol enforcement team as well as the Michigan State Police. As the Capitol floor plans can also be attached to the software system, Blackshaw said the system can also show exactly where an armed individual is and track them. No matter where they are on the grounds, outside, or in the building, end quote. Blackshaw said the system will get an additional layer to the current security program. It's actually redundant to what we have now, but it's just an extra set of awareness that we think provides a safer environment for the folks who work here and all the school kids that come here. It will cover an area that includes the Capitol Square, which means outside the building, as well as areas of the House and Senate office buildings, with cameras mounted on top of the Treasury building. So the Senate buildings, as well as the Anderson House building, they're going to be under surveillance as well. He did go on to say these cameras would be primarily our cameras, not those that we currently have under the control of the Department of Technology Management and Budget, who their cameras now currently monitor the House and Senate buildings. Back in July, Blackshaw said the technology would cost roughly about $3,000 a month, but it's leased, and the commission could decide to terminate the service if it becomes unnecessary or not useful. He said that the Michigan State Police is supportive of this program, and they have run tests with the House and Senate sergeants, and they have proven to be successful. So there you go. Our building, 1879, been able to carry firearms into that building until all of a sudden people like State Senator John DeMoose gets elected and votes with the Democrats to ban firearms from the building. John, it's a violation of your oath of office. Article 1, Section 6 of the Michigan State Constitution. You need to resign your office, sir. Your vote violated your oath of office. It's that simple. Again, Tim, words way too above my pay grade. You need to speak in trucker language. Ethan up in Hessel. Will they do illegal searches to find the guns? No probable cause, no warrant issued by a judge. They're just going to frisk and find the guns? Won't those be determined to be an illegal search? Who cares about your constitutional rights? You're threatening their security. You're carrying a firearm. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This is just them trying their best, absolutely trying their best to protect themselves. Not us, them. Because, of course, we're so radical and we're going to threaten them with firearms. This whole thing is a complete waste of time, money, and discussion. But they're doing it. And again, the commission is going to do it next month, probably after the legislature is out of session. Won't be any hearings. There won't be anybody in Lansing. They're going to shut it down. They will be out of session. It's that simple, folks. It's that simple. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. But yet, here we are. And again, lame duck session, ramming this stuff through. Well, there was a breaking news alert. I'm going to get into that. Just got it from the news agencies here to the radio station. We're going to talk about that. Breaking news coming out of the Michigan Supreme Court. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presque Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE and G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE and G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Want to mention again the class training workshop crash course that's coming up on Saturday, December 2nd. Jay's Sporting Goods, they've provided us with a conference room meeting area over there. The doors will open at 9:30. The class will start at 10, go to 12:30 on Saturday, December 2nd. Text me the word event. I'll text you the link to acconservatives.org. You can read the information. You can make a donation for the books, the reference guide, and the Michigan State Constitution. And come and be taught on Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. I've completed the certification instruction training. I will be teaching the class. You will learn how these public meetings are supposed to be run. You will also learn about the Michigan State Constitution. I'll even throw in the list of the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, the items that Washington can only do, but see how much they've gone beyond original intent of our founding fathers as to what they could do in Washington, D.C. to us. So again, text me event. I'll send you the link to acconservatives.org. You can go there and get your donations in. We have a deadline, November the 11th. We need to order the books. We need to get the books, the guides, and the state constitutions. So you only have roughly about 2 weeks. And then you need to get this information and share it. Got a text alert. Breaking news. The Michigan State Supreme Court has officially killed all criminal charges against former Governor Rick Snyder, arising out of the Flint water crisis. The charges are dead. Michigan Supreme Court denied the Attorney General Dana Nessel's appeal request. In a two-paragraph order, the court said it is not persuaded to review the case. Chief Justice Elizabeth Clement did not participate due to the fact her prior involvement was that she was chief legal counsel for Governor Rick Snyder. Efforts to reach Snyder's legal team were not immediately successful. The Attorney General's Flint water prosecution team said the court's decision has left us with no option but to consider the Flint water case closed. The team plans to put out a full and thorough report to the public in the months detailing the efforts and decisions of the state's prosecution against the former governor. They said they expect that their report will be released sometime in 2024. Today, our Supreme Court has put the final nail in the coffin of the Flint water prosecutions. The court decided that a process which has stood in place for over a century, one whose legitimacy the court upheld repeatedly, was simply not good enough to hold those responsible for the Flint water crisis accountable for their actions. We have disappointment in the Michigan Supreme Court's decision, and it's only exceeded by our sorrow for the people of Flint, said Attorney General Nessel's spokesperson. So Rick Snyder is officially off the hook and will not be criminally prosecuted. And this is a liberal Supreme Court, folks. This is not a Republican conservative appointed or elected Supreme Court. Even the Chief Justice was Rick Snyder's attorney, chief legal counsel back in the day, and she had to recuse herself. So it's done, over and done with. We don't have to talk about it no more. Case closed. We got a few more stories here. I'm going to talk about this tomorrow. This one I'm going to absolutely put saran wrap on and stick it in the refrigerator. State and local governments were the highest job creators this past year. Surprised? I'm not. State government, local government, and even the federal government hired more people in the state of Michigan than any other entity. Private sector, nonprofits, it doesn't matter. Government is the biggest employer in our state. Stop and think about that. I got all the numbers. I got it all broken down, but I don't have enough time to get it into the show for today. So again, I'll be talking about it on the show tomorrow. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And then also another story that caught my eye. They're going to give free money to refugees in the form of rent payments so that they can come and live in our state. And there's actually money going to them because they need help. Not to the citizens, not to people who were born and raised here, but refugees. These are people, folks, not even born in Michigan, let alone the country. $300 to $500 a month, housing subsidy. We'll be talking about that one tomorrow as well. Oh, man. You know, just getting a headache. I cannot wait until they get out of session. That's it for today's show. Now back to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. October is in the books. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Take out the paper.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home.